也许我们所感受的是一点点，但却是真实的。
And if we will talk to him on a regular basis and communicate with him,
如果我们能够持续的来跟他对话，
more of his powerful influences will touch our mind and our emotion.
那么更多的他的那个影响力就会来影响我们的心智。
And of course, when our mind and our emotions are impacted,
那么当我们的心智被影响的时候，
then we change what we do with our will.
那么我们的这个意志呢就会被改变。
Paragraph E.
一点。
We will not walk in the Spirit more than we talk to the Spirit.
就是我们和圣灵呢，这对话的多少决定我们跟他同行的程度。
We will not obey the Spirit more than we talk to him.
我们没有办法来顺服他，如果我们没有来跟他对话的话。
Now, maybe that is a foreign idea to us.
也许这对我们来讲好像是很陌生的。
But our measure of obedience and our measure of walking in the Spirit is related to the amount that we talk to Him.
就是我们和他能够同行的程度和他顺服的程度呢，和我们能够跟他对话有多少是相关的。
Paragraph G.
G 点。
It says that He releases small measures of power on our heart, on our mind, and on our heart.
他也许他释放的是少许的能力在我们的心思意念里。
It's small, but it's real.
虽然是少，但却是真实。
It's like natural food and water.
就好像我们吃的这个水和食物。
We can only receive a small amount.
我们每次也只能吃这么多。
A man is dying of thirst.
那也有人他是渴死的。
He cannot drink 100 gallons of water just because he's thirsty.
不能够因为他是口渴，他就要喝100加仑的水。
He can't drink the ocean just because he's thirsty.
不能因为他口渴，他就要去喝整个海洋的水。
We can only receive a small amount at one time.
我们一次也就只能接受这么多。
And this is the same way the Holy Spirit gives us small measures of impartation.
所以圣灵他每次他分赐给我们的也就是这么多。
Paragraph H.
H 这一点。
We must cultivate our friendship with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要培养和圣灵的情谊。
We must be careful not to quench him and be careful not to grieve him.
我们要小心不要去消灭他的感动或者抵挡他。
We must prize or watch and guard the promptings of the Holy Spirit that come to our heart.
我们必须要能够很珍惜、很注意、很保守圣灵。
In other words, we make them very valuable.
我们要能够很看重这个关系。
As we prize the Holy Spirit's promptings, we make them very valuable to us.
当我们很看重圣灵在我们里面的催促的时候，我们就是看重它。
The opposite of prizing the Holy Spirit's promptings.
那和这个相反的呢？
Is to devalue them.
就是轻看他。
And so we give ourselves to lust or to dark thinking, and it quenches the Spirit's promptings in our experience.
就当我们如果我们放纵我们的情欲，或者我们有这样黑暗的思想的时候呢，我们就是在消灭圣灵的感觉。